Great to be here. Thank you, Pastor Stephen and Pastor Yanami, for entrusting myself. Helen is also going to come up and share. Appreciate that. So who's been watching the Olympics? Fantastic. Who saw the mixed 400-meter baton relay? Who saw that? It's only at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock this morning. It was amazing. It was really good. The Americans have they've held that position of winning that for many years. And it looked like the American woman was going to win this morning, didn't it? And the lady from the Netherlands, she had the baton and she just kept striding and striding and striding. I thought, oh, this lady's going to get a place. She's going to get third. No, she's going to get second. My goodness, she's not going to get second. She got first. You know, never give up. Just keep striding, keep walking with God, keep running with God. When he tells you to run, run. When he tells you to walk, walk. You know, but don't give up on God. Okay, because the benefits are for you there to be had. So Port Care, I'm sharing on Port Care this morning. They've asked me to go first because this is the best one that we do. I said, come on, please. No, they said, no, this is the best. So you go first. All right. So Port Care is a charity that was established over 20 years ago. It's at 372 South Street on the border of Hilton and O'Connor. So our vision is to build a thriving community with the hope of a better future. And our mission is not just to meet a need, but also to change a life physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Okay, that's really what we want to do. And in Luke chapter 4, can you put that up for me, please? Oh, there's some videos rolling. That's fine. That can roll. You're just going to watch that while we share. But Luke chapter 4, verse 18, can we do that? Or do you want me to do that after? Thanks, Dave. See, that's Port Care. That's the store. That's a lady coming, doing some shopping there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released and that the blind will see and that the oppressed will be set free. So in our time and while we're at Port Care, we have this amazing team. We have Rebecca, we have Sharash. We have Mark Goodchild is here. Mark's here all the time, actually. And many other volunteers that come and help and serve. They come from our community, and they also come from church here. And, yes, we do need more volunteers. If you've got spare time, please come and see us. Sharash this year instigated a Bible Connect group on a Thursday at 10:30. And many of the volunteers go along to that. Some of our customers come and they're able to share the scriptures and open the Word of God up to people. And they pray for people. So Sharash and Rebecca are doing an amazing job there. But not only that, but as we get about and we're greeting people and we're talking to people, we're finding out where they're at in life. And we're able to many times pray for people. And we're asking God to favor them and to bless them with his Holy Spirit. Port Care has the Holy Spirit upon it, in it, touching lives. People come in saying, there is something different about being here. There really is. There is something different about being here. So, Helen, would you like to come up, please, and share some stuff? Many years ago, when Port Care got started, after a couple of years, we had a family in our community who was struggling. And so I had gone around there and dropped off a couple of boxes of groceries and bread and fruit and veg. Anyway, I went around there and this lady got really emotional, you know, started crying, and being a man, I didn't know what to do. And so So I called upon my wife. I said, honey, can you go and visit her? So Helen went around there with a box of food and blessed us all. She had four kids. And Helen was able to spend some time with her, talking with her, praying with her. And she said to the lady, she said, you don't have to do life alone. And so this lady connected with Helen really well, and she came, became a part of our church. Her children became a part of our church. They went to children's church. They went to youth. And now the lady's working up north as a nurse in one of the hospitals, and she's doing really, really well in life. And so, Helen, just on that night, well done for listening to the Lord and saying to her, you don't have to do life on your own. Over to you.
So I'm just going to share, Charlie's kind of like the heart and soul of 4Care. I'm behind the scenes, facts and figures, but I just wanted to give you some stats about 4Care. Now, 4Care was established in the year 2000, and I think when we first established 4Care, we saw there was a need in our community and we needed to do something as a church. I don't think that when we started it in 2000 that we envisaged where 4Care would be today and the impact that we would be having, the number of people that we would have helped over the years. Now, in the early days, we didn't always keep all our stats, but we now do, and it's like we're able to see exactly what we're doing, who we're helping, how many families and are being impacted in our community. So 4Care's vision is to build a thriving community, and I think that we have done that at 4Care. It's not just people from church that are involved, it's actually people from the community. We have an impact in schools, in local organisations that they rely on 4Care, and we are meeting needs. We are changing lives emotionally, physically and spiritually. Now, with all the numbers that I'm going to give you, now they seem like they're just numbers and stats. But you know what? Behind every one of those numbers, there's a family, there's people. And that's what 4Care is. It's about the people. So can I have the slide up, David, that shows 4Care food donated through the Second Bite program? So this graph here just shows how much food is actually donated. We live in a society where we waste a lot. We always think that we always need something more. Ladies, I'm going to ask you guys, have you always got nothing to wear in your wardrobe? But we've got plenty of stuff. Same with our fridges. We've always got so much. But local supermarkets and food suppliers actually have so much food that is actually wasted. It is like just the, if we were to look at how much is actually given away, and this just shows how much is given away each year. This is just, we are one organisation that's collecting from supermarkets that we give. The next slide shows the number of fruit and vegetable boxes that are distributed through 4Care. Each month, we're giving away about 60 fruit and vegetable boxes a day to families. So just in the month of July, we've given away 1,156 fruit and vegetable boxes. That doesn't include the free bread that we give as well. So it's just, this is just, you know. So last year, in 2023, 4Care gave away 15,828 fruit and vegetable boxes. That's 15,000 families, individuals that are being helped by 4Care. In 2024, so far, we've given away 8,376. Now, that's just fruit and vegetables. That doesn't include the bread. Not only does 4Care give away fruit and vegetables and bread, there's also clothing and furniture that is also given away to people. We also do emergency relief. And that's where families come in. They may get a voucher. They may we help them out with they can come in and do some shopping. So they get a little voucher from Port Care. So far this year, we've done 523 emergency relief vouchers. So that's just, and we're only 7 months down in the year. David, can I have the next few slides showing? These are the faces behind the numbers. Families. Mums, single mums, mums and dads, grandparents, kids. The next one, David, thank you. Not only does Port Care give away fruit and veggie boxes, but we also run community meals. We have a food dinner every Tuesday at the Hampton Road Lodge. That's run by Dorothy, who I don't think Dorothy's here today, but Dorothy is our amazing cook who just goes over and beyond in preparing food for the lodge, and then she also does the Port Care dinner, a lunch here on a Friday. This dinner is also helped supported by Rotary. Some Rotary clubs are actually coming on board and actually helping support us, volunteers. They're also promoting Port Care to Rotarians, so that's been really amazing. And this is Port Care. The next slide. So we have a wide range of groceries. Anyone can come in. It's not just those on low incomes or those in need. Anyone can come in. Port Care also helps support breakfast programs in several of our primary schools and high schools. We also do a collection, Scotch College collects. They collect food, fruit and vegetables from Christchurch, Grandma, collect fruit and vegetables from a supermarket. They actually then turn it into soups that is then given away to the community. So they're actually wanting to be on board with that as well. The next slide, David. Thank you. One of our volunteers giving a fruit and veggie box to a member of the public. And then just some of our team with part of the food rescue. So Port Care is not just about numbers. It's not just about stats. But it's about real life people that we're actually helping and making an impact in their lives. We are meeting a physical need, but we're also meeting their emotional and spiritual needs by being able to pray with them, do Bible studies with them. Port Care exists not just for us, but for our community. And it's our local mission for Leap into Spring. It's part of who we as a church are. It was born out of this church. And it continues to flourish by your prayers and by your support. If you can volunteer at all in any way, please come and see Rebecca, come and see Sharash, come and see myself. But Port Care it's like the arms and legs of this church. It's our ministry to our community. So we're here on a Sunday, but Port Care is there every day. So I'm now going to hand back to Charlie, and he's going to wrap up for us.
Thank you. So, Helen, we can keep that rolling. That's great. Thank you. So you get to see people working in the kitchens and what goes on at Port Care. Helen mentioned the bread that we give away, and it's thousands of kilos. But just to give you an idea, when you see a bread crate, who knows what a bread crate looks like when you go to the supermarket, you take bread out. Okay. We've given away over 4,200 crates of bread. That's pretty phenomenal. And what happens with some of that stuff with the school programs that we do, some kids go to school without breakfast and without lunch. And so with chaplains and with some of the citizens at the schools, they will come to Port Care and they will shop for their kids. And it's healthy stuff. Fruit, your milk, your eggs, all those different things that they can supply to their kids so that they don't go hungry and so that they can just concentrate on what they have to do, and that is to learn and not worry about their stomach shrinking and making noises, you know, during class. So bless God. So that's really, really quite important and quite vital. The future of Port Kerr, we lease a building on South Street, and it costs us about $80,000. It's just over $80,000 a year to lease that. And so we want our own building. So if anybody's got a building out there they'd like to give us really cheap rent, or you want to buy for us. So we're continually looking, and so we're hoping that something's going to come up, either some land or a building that's ready for us, so that we can move into, we can call it our own, we can do what we like there, and we know that we'll be there for the next 10, 20 years without any issues. Port Kerr, giving to Port Kerr is, you can claim it as a tax deduction. So if you ever want to give to Port Kerr and you've got some spare money lying around, you can claim that as a tax deduction. So the future of Port Kerr looks really good, looks really bright. We've got a fantastic team. It's a wonderful team. And we've got an amazing board. Pastor Stephen's the chairman. And all our board members are here in our church. Ben Chapman, Bianca from Kwinana. There's Helen as well. So thanks very much. But what I want to finish on is this, is that I was having a coffee with a real estate lady, and she said to me, Charlie, I came down to Port Kerr with my granddaughter, and we gave some donations. So we take donations of food, clothing, furniture, white goods and all that. And she said, it was so beautiful. It was so wonderful. And I want to thank Rebecca, because it was Rebecca that dealt with it. So thank you, Rebecca. Then she proceeded to tell me that she has a lady in her office who works there. She's got some kids, and how she's finding life pretty tough, and she's encouraged this lady to come down and to get herself a fruit and veggie box, and in any other way we can help them to talk to us. Now, and I said, and my heart just went, you know, oh, please, just encourage her to come, you know. We'd love to help her in any way we can. And so there's people next door to you, maybe you even, people that you work with that are struggling, that need help, please, please, please reach out to the people next to you. Please be kind. You know, maybe you can make them a meal. You can do some practical things to bless them. You know, we have a lady in our church today, sitting in here this morning. Her name is Zveta. And she came to Port Kerr. And we're able to bless her. Again, thank you, Rebecca. And the ladies are part of our church now. And it's just wonderful. We have Mark Goodchild, who's been volunteering at Port Kerr, who is also a part of our church now. And so we're just grateful and we're thankful. But church, can I just impart to you this scripture? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What's the scripture after that? For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world. Please don't go condemning people. Life is tough enough for them. So encourage people, give them a helping hand, direct them to Port Kerr. It's perfectly fine. We were able to help a lady. We were able to find some resources for a lady who was struggling with rent. And so, let's think about those that you are with. I'll give you another one. I had this... lady come in one day who come from a very affluent area. Her husband was an engineer and he lost his job. They needed help. They went to the unemployment office. Had to go to the unemployment office. Do you know how undignified that is? How hard that is for someone? And she came to us. Her husband didn't. She came to us in need, needing help. Centrelink sent her to us. Centrelink sent a lot of people to us. Lots of other social workers do as well. So what do you want her to do? Sell her car? Sell her house? No. She needed help right there and now. She had two children. We helped her. I had another woman who came in looking fantastic, wanting help. Please don't judge me what I'm about to say. She didn't have a referral. I said, oh, look, you're going to need a referral. Can you get a referral? She said, yeah, sure. Told her to go to Centrelink. I honestly didn't think I'd see her. She looked so, you know, she looked so well. I thought, she comes back with a referral. I thought, wow, okay. So, she has a fruit and veggie box, groceries. I walk out to her car with her. We got chatting, talking. She starts to tell me how her family fell apart. And she started to tell me how she was suicidal. I'm thinking, God. Thankfully, I was able to connect her with a woman in our church who helped her through that. Never judge a book by its cover, and I don't now. I learned. I was down here at in the cafe down here having a coffee with a couple of people, and she walked past and she'd see me, and she embraced me and started the chat. She told me that she's got a job and she's doing really, really well. Why did she look so good? She told me. She goes to the op shops. That's all she could afford. She'd go to the op shops and look for the best things she could get because she wanted to look well-groomed. Okay, can we all stand up? For God so loves your son, your daughter, those that you're with, reach out. Touch people that are near you. Touch them with the love of God. With that, I'm just going to invite Pastor Stephen up here.